Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Me'ila Daf Kaf. We're starting in Yutet at the bottom. The last, second last line of the Mishnah. Mishnah goes, Natal Even or Korash and Hegdesh. The person took a beam or a stone, or a brick or something that belonged to Hegdesh. Harei ze lo ma'al. So just taking it is not Me'ila on its own. We're going to see in the Gemara in a second, but Tosfot here felt the need on the Daf. So the Gemara mocking up Bavanim Amasot Legizbar. We're talking about things that are in the possession of the treasurer of the Beit HaMikdash. She'enan yotzin l'chulim mitzat ha-gizbar. The fact that the gizbar took it, that in itself doesn't cause it to go into chulim, right? If she'enan yotzin b'shut ha-kedesh le'bin t'adok, they're taking it to do anything. She'koz man she'hi b'shut ha-gizbar, so long as the treasurer has it in his own possession, harehi b'shut hegdesh ad she'yotzeinu mirshuto. So only when the gizbar gives it to somebody else, who's not a representative of Hegdesh, becomes Me'ila.
So that's use it for his personal use.
Even if he took it and used it for personal use, we'll see now. Right, Nataiven or Korash and Hegdesh Harei Zilo Ma'al, Netana Lechaveiro. Right, if he gives it to his friend, right, Hu Ma'al Vechaveiro Lo Ma'al. You see that? He gave it to his friend. Who's over on Me'ila? The Gizbar himself. Because now he was Motzi L'Reshut. Now he took out the Reshut, not the friend. Right, look at Rashi here. Hanoten ma'al shehotzia l'chulim. The guy who did it. The guy who's using it, what do you want from me? Okay, it might be an isur. There might be an aveira, not to get any hana from it, but not me'ila. Okay, that's the important thing here.
What if he used it, his personal use was for kegdesh, for kodesh, or for chulim?
So it doesn't actually say that he used it. It says that he took it. So I said he took it. So let's say that he now planned on taking a beam to give to his friend to build the sukkah. The fact that he took the beam, that in itself, the intention is to take it out of Hegdesh, right? Mm-hmm. But the Mishnah is telling us that the fact that he took it is in itself not a problem, not Me'ila. It's only when he actually gave it to his friend, then it becomes the Me'ila. Your question of using it, I think, is later on in the Mishnah. Let's just follow the rest of the Mishnah, and I think we'll come to matters in the later on. The Mishnah says like this. Bena'a betoch beito. Yeah, you see. He built in his house, right? If he bena'a betoch beito, who are we speaking about? We're still speaking about the gizbar, right? Mm-hmm. Right, we're talking about the gizbar now. According to Rashi and Tosfot, this whole Mishnah is talking about the gizbar. So, bena'a betoch beito, he now built that beam into his own house. Hareze lo ma'al. Still not me'ila. Ad sheyidor tachtea besaraputa. Until he actually gets hana'a underneath it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it's built into the house in itself again. Now, we can understand that we said that Hegdesh is like Truma, and Truma has to be from the Talush, not from the Mechubar. Remember we said that? So maybe there's a case over here.
Is the Gizbar a Kohen?
The Gizbar is usually, imagine the Gizbarim or Kohanim. It's like the Air Force. All their bosses are pilots. It looks like in the Beit HaMikdash, all the bosses are Kohanim. I don't know.
What's different than a Gizbar and a Kohen?
Because a regular Kohen hasn't got access to these things, not his job. A Gizbar, this is what he does, I think. I want to just go back to that bright we saw the other day, when we had all the Talmud Lomar Tim Ol Ma'al. Did we say there was also Talush or Mechubar like Talush? We had a couple of exceptions. Remember, Daf Yud Chet Amud Bet, we had a couple of exceptions. We said, Eilielo, Talmud about Truma, me, Eze Chet Amud Betruma, Lotchev Steachilo, Talmud about Truma, Maim Chet Amud Betruma, Pegimana, Talmud about Emma Amud Betruma, Ache Yatabinak Zurin, my Zurin. Maybe the other, Rabbi Yurima. No, we never accept that. But it still had to be Mechubar. It had to be Talush. If it was Mechubar, it didn't work, right? We saw as a rule that Mechubar is like Truma. So now the suckers. So here, not so interesting that here, even though it's built into his room, we'll see now in a second. Hold on about that in the Gemara. So Natal, so bara beito harez lo ma'al ad shido tachtei b'shvay pruta. Natal puts like if you took a pruta of hegdesh now, harez lo ma'al again the gizbar, right? You've got the money. Natana lechaveiro hu ma'al v'chaveiro lo ma'al. Same idea, right? He took the money, just taking the money, something not me'ila. The until he gives it to his friend. Natnale balan. Now he took it and gave it to a balan is a person who operates a mikvah, right? And in our days, a balanit is like a woman who checks your wife when she goes to the mikvah. But a balan in those days, that's where their bathhouse was. We got a public bathhouse. The balan runs the public bathhouse. So if he gave it to the balan, even though he never actually used it, it went inside and bathed. He's already over a meila. Why? Because he's now bought credit. Look here. Shuomer lo, because the Balan says to him, Hare hamerchatz patuach lefanecha yikanes verchotz. Whenever you want, you got a credit here with me, come in and bath. It's basically as if he's already used the money. Achilato, now the Mishnah just repeats. I'm not sure why, to be honest. This is a repetition of what we saw in Daf Yulchet Amud Bet as well. Achilato v'achil chaveru. So they shared it, him and his friend. Haniato v'hanayat chaveru. They get hana, him and his friend. Achilato v'el chaveru, eating and hana'ah. Haniato v'achila, hana'ah and eating. Mitztarfim ze and ze. They all add up together, so to form of Shavu Pruta. V'afilu l'zman merubah, even if it's for a long period of time. We learned all of these things from Kirat Talmud Lomar Tim Ol Ma'al Mikol Makom. Remember? That's how we had it. Okay, the Gemara starts. Well, it's like this. Mashna hu, mashna chaveru. Why is it different? Look, Rashi explains the question very, very nicely with the Mefarshi. He says, mashna dechinat lahu de lo ma'al. When he took it, there was a me'ila. Umashna kinat le chaveru. When he got his friend, there was me'ila. What's the difference? So, Amar Shmuel, begizbar ha-mesurot lo askinan. What's the answer? Look at Rashi. Begizbar ha-mesurat lo. The Shita adds in, Lishmor oto even oto korai. See that, Ed? Mm-hmm. We're talking about a gizbar who, that's his job. His job is to look after these things in the Beit HaMikdash. Dechinatlu, when he took it, to adayim birshuto, he's still in his rishut. Ubirshuto hegdesh, you know, it's still like the same place where it was to begin with. Aval kinat la lechavayru, when he gave to his friend, hare shinahu mirshut hegdesh lechul uma'al. That's the chidush of Abiyaz, the changing of the rishut. That's what causes the hegdesh. Okay, b'na'a b'toch b'ayto eno chayav. Next part of the Mishnah says, he isn't chayav in the building, he builds it until he gets a hana'a underneath the Shavu Pruta. So, lama li ad sheyidor tachtea? The Mishnah, the Gemara says, why do I have to wait till he actually lives underneath it? Kevan de shanei ma'al. Didn't he do a shinu here? It's now in his house, right? And he chopped it up, or he did something to it. It's no longer the same article. Look at Rashi, yeah? Kevin Ashina, she pichata v'chatcha. You see that? He actually made it smaller. He made it fit his roof. He cut it up. Inami, or another reason is she b'na'a b'binyan. Just the fact that he built it into the house, ma'al she shina oto. Now it's no longer the same. Once it was a korah, now it's a roof.
It's like the bathhouse. He will live under it.
But even if he doesn't, it's a shinun. With a bathhouse, you could say that he will use it. But yeah, he's done a shinu reshut. He bought it from, it was a corner of the Beit HaMikdash, now it's the roof of his house. That's how Rashi says it. So, that's what the Gemara says, the Shanei Ma'al. Right? Mm-hmm. So now, look at the Mesura Shatz of the Dalit. He says there, we got your Amar Rav, thank bless you. But he says there, Vesham, in the Gemara Mabakama, he says it's Shmuel, which makes sense because Shmuel is the guy that discusses Yud Nimam or not. And we've just spoken about Shmuel. The previous answer was Shmuel. So it makes sense, also Shmuel. Any Amarab or Shmuel. Kagon shehenicha al pi aruba. What was going on over here? He didn't really build it into his house. He just leaned it on top of the chimney. I think the aruba here is a chimney, right? How does that translate in English, by the way? Aruba? What?
Opening in the roof.
Okay. Your Gemara, Michael?
Window.
Window. Okay. Well, chimney sounds good to me. Like an aruba. Like a, well, what that means, right? I mean, the roof. Okay. As a picture of the aruba.
Yeah,
oh wow, like to let air out, like a skylight. But it must be not a skylight, it's like it's open. Probably to allow heat to go out or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever, okay.
How do you say skylight
in Hebrew? Skylight. Honestly, I think you say skylight, eh? It's a Hebrew, skylight. No?
Chalon
bagag. Chalon, no, you don't say that. Say skylight. In English, you say skylight. In English, you say skylight. Get an accent, it'd be right. Okay, the Gemara says, and once he built it, he says, Amarav Kagon Shenicha Piaruba. But now, and once he's built it already there, there's ready Me'ila. Look at Rashi. Hechi Ketani, what do we do? Kevin de Banamal. This is the Chidush. The Chidush is the Chavan de Bani Lei Mihamal, that it's built in its Me'ila, because like we said earlier on, right? Tafa Pisha Mechuberet Hibabinya, and since it's joined to the house, Chashibla Ketalush, we may still consider Talush. That's the Chidush of the Mishnah over here, right? The Chavan de Bani Lei, still Ma'al. So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me now that it's built on the roof and it's sitting there covering the chimney or the house skylight or whatever, the window and the roof, you still me'ila, even though it is babanu, it's talush. So then we can say this is lay messiah lay derav. This is a messiah lay derav, right? Which actually makes sense why the first answer was Shmuel. Because if it's Messiah, if Rav says it, we ain't a Messiah to Rav, because Rav is saying it, right? It makes sense. So Shmuel said it's not a Rav. The Amar Rav, because what did Rav say? And this is going by Baba Kama there as well, I think. No, it's about a Zohar, actually. Chulin Amar Rav, Hamishtachavua lebayit asaro. If you mishtachave to a house, right? The Gemara says, Lema Messiah. Look at the Rashi there on Lema. Right, midahacha ma'al. The fact that the guy is over on Me'ilah here, the afal gav the chibru, even though it's joined, we say it's ketalush dami. It's if it's not joined. Hainu Messiah le'ad rab, the amarav hamishtachaveda bait asro, when you bow down to a house, because we know avodah zora also has to be talush. Remember, avodah zora is not, the Gemara bring it in a second, we learned before, we said there, we've got a pasuk where it says, harim, something on the mountain, not the mountain. We'll see that in a second. The Gemara will bring it in a second. Right? You have to have Avodah Zorah. It has to also be Talush. The Amar HaMishtach Vedah Ba'at Asur Afa Gav the Mechubah LaKarka, who even has joined to the Karka, Le'inyan Avodah Kochavim, with regards to Avodah Kochavim, a house is Ketalush Dami. The Iyamar Kemechubah Dami, if you're going to tell me that it's Mechubah, then Lo Asrei. It wouldn't be Asur. The Chigamrina, we didn't have Avodah Zorah. Elohei, here we are. Elohehem Al He'arim. It's Elohehem, their gods on the mountains. Velo heharim Elohehem, that the mountains are their gods. So a mountain can't become an idol, right? Or a mechubar to become an idol. And Rav said that a house is can become pasul from Avodah Zorah. How can it be if the house is built on the ground? It's mechubar. So therefore, the fact that this chimney cover or this window cover, even though it's built onto the roof, is still considered for Me'ilah purposes if it's not connected. The same paradigm can apply to Avodah Zorah, that the house, even though it's built on the ground, it can be considered not built, not connected to the ground for Avodah Zorah purposes. The Amart Kemechubar Dami Lo Nesada Dumidahar, it would be like a mountain. The Kemechubar Dami was joined, Nami Le'inyan Me'ilah Lo It Bezemid, there wouldn't be Me'ilah either. The Ha'en Mualim Mechubar Lekarka. There's no Me'ilah with regards to things that are Mechubar Lekarka. And now the Haggadah Bach adds in there Umeshani, and the Gemara now on that answers. So we wanted to say that David, this is the Messiah to Rav. Because this paradigm of Avodah Zorah, we can learn from Me'ilah. The Gemara doesn't like the idea. It says no. Amar Rav Achabred Rav Ika Hana'ah Hanir'et Le'enayim Asrat Torah. This story of Me'ilah here is different to Avodah Zorah. Look back in the Rashi. Lo'olam Ein Belachta Mishtachavu Le'bayit Lo Asru. This doesn't help. We don't like Halach, not like Rav. We don't like what Rav says. It's not Avodah Zorah, it's not Mechubar, it wouldn't be Avodah Zorah. And you can't use this Me'ilah to prove the Avodah Zorah. Because the reason why here in Me'ilah it's Asur, even though it is Mechubar, is because V'achinami, Kevan de Bane La Besid, Ke Mechubar Dami. Right? Because he said, so too, if we said that this Korah was just leaning on the window, if it was built in with plaster, if it was like a part of a properly built into the house, it wouldn't be Asur. V'amar im kamei mo'alim ba'wadim ilayis. He says because mishum dahana'ah hanir'ah le'enayim asrat rav me'ilah. The fact that you can see it, you're getting it. Everyone can see. There's a korah of hekdesh sitting on your window, right? So that is what the Torah is talking about. V'korah zu shebarav binyan hanir'ah hanir'et le'enayim hi ulahachi mo'alim. So it's got nothing to do with the fact that built goods here can suddenly become considered not mechubar, and you'd be over on them for avodah zorah purposes. The Torah says, okay. Fine, we accept that. So then, Mesailei Hadar Bebayit Shel Hegdesh. Maybe that can at least Messiah at another point. And what is that? If you lived in a house of Hegdesh, look at the Rashi. Yeah, Leima Midamiran Hacha Dema. Now we've forgotten the bayit now, the house of a Rav story of Mechubar Lekarka. But now we go back to the fact that Shmuel said that there's Hana over here, even though it's sitting on your roof. This can maybe help us. Api Shebano Ketlush Dami. The fact that it's built, it's still considered not connected. This can mesale hadabe bait shel hegdesh ma'al the kadosh dami. We can now answer another problem that we've got. If you've got a house of hegdesh, maybe there'd be me'ilah there as well. Because we until now know that me'ilah is only with talush. If suddenly you've got a korah on the house and it's mechubar and we say it's like talush, so maybe even a whole house that belongs to hegdesh, we can say you can be over me'ilah as if it's talush. Right? You with me? So the Gemara said, "Kevin Shenani Menu Ma." The Gemara said, "No, don't like it. Amirish Lakish Hatam B'Sheg Dishol V'Sof Beno." What's going on there in that house of Hegdesh? You first magdish it, and then you built it. So there, it's all Hegdesh. It was Hegdesh from the start, and that's why you could be over. But Abal Benao. But if you built something Ulevasof Hegdisho, and then you were magdish it, My lo ma'al. I think the other way around what I just said, right? So Rabbi Jacob says, no, a house is mechubar and the me'ilah is not going to help you. So then why are you going to tell me why you're a me'ilah? He says, in the house nonetheless. The current b'shat hekdesh avetalush. He says, betalush v'achar kech b'nan. The current b'shat hekdesh avetalush. He says, afa gav the shuv b'nod mechubar hu yesh b'me'ilah. That's why. The house there we're speaking about, when would you be on a me'ilah in a house of hekdesh? If they first mugdished all the parts of the house, then when they were talush, you would be over a me'ilah. Oh, the fact that you put them all together now to a house didn't change their status. But if you built a house and then mugdished, we say, no, it's mechubar, there's no me'ilah. Right, okay. The kediek, and now the Gemara wants to make a look back in Rashi, and now your diek, aval b'na'o ulevasof hekdisho, if you first built it and then you were mugdished, La'achar she'a mechubar, what's already completed, my law, ma'al, yoktel, there's no me'ilah. Why isn't there me'ilah there? Imkein, am I right? V'tani hadar v'bayit shom ma'arah shlegdish lomah. The Gemara is asking a question now. In that brighter there, the brighter brings in the safer of the brighter, look back in the Gemara, ma'iria rahit, what's the difference now, right? The brighter carries on, v'tani hadar v'bayit shom ma'arah. If you live in a house of a cave, that's built into a cave, lo ma'al. So now, a cave, we're going to say lo ma'al. What's the chiddush about a cave? A cave was always there, like from the creation, right? It's a grotto in the ground. In fact, look, the Rabbeinu Gershom uses that word. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom here down the bottom. The second last line of Rabbeinu Gershom here. It says, "Bebayit shel ma'arah shel hekdesh, lo ma'al." Why isn't there me'ilah on a cave of hekdesh? Dezeh vadai nivna v'achar kach hugdash. It's definitely first built and then hugdash. Why? The Ma'ara Shebenikrat Hatsur, a grotto in the rock. That's Rosh HaNikra, right? The Nikrot in the rock. Ma'ari, we talk about that. The Mechuberet Hayatama Olam. That was always connected from day one. So we've got three situations now, really. We've got stones and bricks and beams, which you were Magdish and then you built. Or there were stones and bricks and beams, which you built and then you were Magdish. Or there's a cave, which you were Magdish. The Gemara is saying there's a difference between stones and bricks and beams which you built and then Magdish to a cave which was built and then Magdish. So why is there a difference? If you're telling me that there should only be a difference between if the parts were Magdish, were Hegdish before you built them, then a built house which was then Magdish and a cave should be exactly the same, agreed? Because they were all built first and then Magdish. The Gemara is saying, how come then we've got a cave as a separate category? Which seems to imply that this middle category of a house being built and then Magdish is not like stones which were Magdish and then built, or like a cave which is always built and then Magdish. You know that? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, if from your diuk, then I don't understand. But it doesn't make any sense then. Why is it not driven to the cave? The Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Amre ha psikale, ha lo psikale. Now, look how Rashi answers the psikale. He says, Amre, da ha vadai hachinami ha vebatsi de mitni, da vad lo ma'al, vishumachi nakat bayit shumra. Why nonetheless the Gemara chose the case of a cave? Vishum de psikale. It's clear, I think. I mean, it's apparent. It's obvious. I don't know what. That all I'm late by me, they'll never be ill over there. Right? Lachi psika achi ba'le mita. Ma bayit shel avanim. Da alme lo psikele. But this built house. Milta de yesh hefresh bein beno levasof hekdisho. Bein shul levasof beno. There should be a difference between when you were magdish. Before you built it, after you built it. Lachi lo tenaye. Ulolam dafka hekdisho ulevasof benao. Yesh vile dekosh dami. There you'd say yes. So in the house in the middle case, it seems to be a bit of a question, right? Seems to be like a bit of a not so partial. We're not sure how to deal with it. So we've got on the two extremes. On the one extreme, if you had the avanim and you were magdish, then it vada be me'ilah, even though it was built as like talush. When there's a cave, it was vada built before, there's no me'ilah there. The one in the middle, we're not sure, therefore the Gemara leaves it out. Not sure, I don't understand. Basically, that seems to be it. Hadran alach anene, hadran alach anene, hadran alach anene. Okay, a new perek. Perek's like it's a shaliach. We're carrying on now. We spoke, remember the other day in this parak about the shaliach. We said shasash lichutom. We mentioned the concept of ein shaliach the davar aveira. So this is the proper the Mishnah on that. Right? There's a rule. The shaliach himself isn't chayev. Here the shaliach could be chayev, Maybe he's not chayev. Maybe the balabait and the shaliach are chayev. And we'll see a case where even the balabait, the shaliach, and the third party are all chayev on me'ila. Okay? That's what's going to be. The Mishnah says, Hashaliach she'asa shlichato v'diri shlichut balabait ma'av. In a case like that, pashut, right? The balabait is over on me'ila, not the shaliach. Lo asa shlichuto, right? If he changed his shlichut, it was didn't do exactly what the Barabbai told him to do. Hashaliach ma'al. Look at Rashi there. Lo asa shlichuto. It is shina mima she'amar lo Barabbai. He made a change.
The Barabbai says
the shlichuto go steal that. No, so stealing is ain't a shaliach davar avera, but in me'ila. We saw from that there is shaliach davar avera.
I assume he didn't send them to do me'ilah.
He did.
The shaliach did it on his own.
He sent them
to do me'ilah, but he did a different thing.
We'll see now in a second. If the shaliach, if the balabait tells him, take this piece of hekdesh meat and give it to so-and-so, and he gives it to so-and-so, the balabait's over on me'ilah.
But if
he says to him, give this piece of meat to so-and-so, he doesn't take this piece of meat, he takes the other piece of meat, then the shaliach is over on me'ilah. Because he didn't do what the balabait told him to do.
But if he tells him to take this hektesh and give it to him, and he gives it to him.
And then there also wouldn't be the shalichut. Then the shaliach would be chayav ben avera, because it's not the shalichut.
I
don't know. You know what? Let's see.
That's
you're saying, does he know it's hektesh? Who the balabait or the shaliach?
The shaliach.
But it's amazing then. If it's amazing,
it's
not
the shogeg. Who?
The balabait.
One second. Are you only over me'ila b'shogeg?
Yes.
You only mean on shogeg. Okay. Agreed. That's a good point. So still. So you mean none of them know it's hekdesh. Hmm? Neither the balabait or the shaliach.
Right. They don't know
hekdesh. That's
hekdesh. Take this piece of meat and give it to
them. Okay. That's a good point. So we're talking about a case of shogeg. None of them know it's hekdesh, but nonetheless, the balabait gave the shaliach instructions.
Yes.
If the shaliach fulfills the mitzvah of what the balabai told him to do, then when we discover that it was hekdesh, then the balabai is over me'ila. If the shaliach had changed his shlichut along the way, when we discover it's hekdesh, then the shaliach is over me'ila. Okay, that's a very worthwhile pointing, Ash. Thank you. Okay. So now, lo asa shlichuto ashliach ma'al. Keitzad, ha? Amar lo tein basar lo'orchim. So the visitors arrived, he said to the waiter, to his butler, go give these guys meat. V'natanem kaved. He doesn't give them meat, he gives them liver. So is liver meat or not? It appears from here that liver and meat are different. Right? Meat is a steak, and liver is soft and spongy. Right? And or he said kaved, v'natanem basar, or he said the other way around, hashaliach ma'al. Because here the balabait said, do meat, and he gave them liver. When they discover in Steve's Ha'ara that the liver was hekdesh, then the balabait will not be over me'ilah, the shaliach will be. Now, third category, amar lo, tein lahem chaticha chaticha, give them each one piece. But he said, go and limit them to what they have. I think that's what it means. If you look at Rashi here, it says here, Ta'amar lehem letenem chaticha chaticha. Who omer, and what does he say to them? Talush da'im. He says, yeah, you know what? Have two pieces each. Right? He says, talush da'im sh'taim. The Haggadah Bach adds in there on the Vav there, sh'taim sh'taim. Each of you take two each. And look what actually happens. V'hem natlu shalosh shalosh. Kula ma'alu. So the Balabai says to the Shaliach, give them each one piece. The Shaliach goes to the guests and say, take two pieces each. And the guests say, you know what? We'll take three pieces each. They're all over on Me'ilah. Right? They're all over on Me'ilah. We'll see in the Gemara why.
Why is the shaliach doing
that? Why is the shaliach? Because the shaliach did his job.
No, but why is he,
actually,
the people that
ate
didn't follow the shaliach.
So we'll see now. The Gemara's going to say, that's a spoiler what I'm going to say to you now, but I hate doing this, but can't bear the suspense. The Gemara is going to conclude that the Balabait said take one, and the Shaliach actually gave them one on behalf of the Balabait. Then the Shaliach, on his own volition or discretion, decided to give them an extra one. So that's why he's chayev.
The numbers were reversed.
And then they went and took a third one, which is their own reason. And that's why they chayev. So each one had a part to blame.
The Balabait said three, and he gave them two, and
then
to
one.
Then it wouldn't be.
So then the question is, who would be over? That's a good question. The Balabai said give them three. and he said take two, and they took one. So the question, when the Balabite said take three, was it dafka three, or did he say up to three?
Well, one's
included in three.
Give them one, and he gave them two. That's the same thing.
No, and we see that the Balabite, that the shaliach is chayev for doing that one. But the other way around, though, two is not included in one, and three is not included in two. But one is included in three. So if he says give them three, and he only gives them one, he gave them at least one, he's still got another two to go. Maybe. Right, okay, interesting.
So we finished?
Yeah, we can go. All right, I told you how to have at 8 o'clock. Robert, don't worry about it. Okay, man tana. It was like this. Man tana, the whole milta de mimlach ala shaliach tarte mile havyan. Now, what does this mean? The Gemara said he gave them meat and he gave them liver. Right? So the Gemara is like this. Who's the Tana that any time Mimlach ala Shaliach, the Shaliach has to come and consult with the owner, that we're actually discussing two types of categories. What does it mean? Look at Rashi, yeah? Hachigah, mani mari, who's our matnitin? The mashma, we understand from our Mishnah. Ko milt zech lishlich alim luche alei lishol bi balabait im yekache b'makom oto she tzivayim lo. Every time the balabait sends the shaliach to do something, the shaliach will then have to come back to the balabait and say, listen, you sent me to buy meat, but they've only got liver. Do you want the liver? That means that the balabait has to come back and get the shaliach has to come back and get the balabait's opinion. The fact that he's asking him, do you want liver when you sent me to buy meat? We understand that meat and liver are two different things. You know, got it? If the guy sends him to buy meat and the shaliach knows, listen, my balabai is quite happy to come back with liver, then meat and liver are the same thing. If he has to pick up the phone and phone him or send him a WhatsApp in today's language, right? I suppose that would be the best way. Send him a WhatsApp to his balabai. Tell me, I've only got liver here in the supermarket. You're happy with liver? Then we know that liver and meat aren't the same thing. That's what the Gemara says, right? We show me balabai imi kachobim komatoshu, but what he originally asked him to do, then we know that it is... Since he has to ask him that question, trey milen, there are two different things. The maditinam yachabik for our Mishnah, it seems to be the same thing. The trey milen, the meat and liver, seem to be two different things. So who's the Tana Mishnah that says that meat and liver, two different things? Miliktania shaliach ma'al, that one time the shaliach is ma'al, the ichad miltaninu shaliach ma'al. If meat and liver are the same thing, then the fact that the Barabbai told the guy, give them meat, and he gave them liver, why is the shaliach of Rama'ila? If they're the same thing, it should be like he carried out the shaliach's wishes, the balabai's wishes, right? Ha ka'avit shlichuto shel balabai, ele miliktani ma'al, the fact that the shaliach is ma'al, al metrei milei ninu umanyin. Who is the Tana of that Mishnah? So I'm Rav Chisda, the law of Rabbi Akiva. It's definitely not Rabbi Akiva. Why not? It's now, we got a Mishnah, in Masech Yedarim in Chulin, hanoder min ha-yerek, a person who makes a neder never to eat vegetables. Yerek, greens. Mutar b'diluin. He's okay to eat pumpkins, I think. Is diluin there dla'at? How's that, pumpkins? Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Okay, I think it's like a pumpkin, right? So mutar b'diluin. Rabbi Akiva oser. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's asur. Why? Look at Rashi there. Rabbi Akiva oser. Rabbi Akiva says, vegetables are vegetables. Greens, yellows, browns, blues, blacks, whatever funny color you can think of. A vegetable is a family of vegetables, all exactly the same thing. So we see a dot Rabbi Akiva, right? I'm skipping out the rest of those Rashi over there, but basically we've got the idea, right? The Gemara says, no. Amar Abaya, Abaya Amar, Afilutam Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that it could be the Tana of our Mishnah. Why could Rabbi Akiva be the Tana of our Mishnah? So he says like this, Milo Bayilim Luchei. What does he need to ask? Look at Rashi, yeah? Why is the reason that he's ma'al when he gave him livers? Because he gave him his own mind. Shouldn't he have actually asked the balabait? Since the fact that he didn't ask the balabait, that's why he was ma'al. The commission you want to say the reason why he was ma'al is because meat and liver are two different things completely, and therefore you're trying to find the Tana of our Mishnah who says that meat and liver are completely two different things, because the guy should have asked about a bite. That's not why I should have asked about a bite. Even if liver and meat is the same thing, the fact that the balabait said to him, give them meat, right? He should have understood from there that the balabait meant meat. And within the world of meats, liver is a subcategory of meat. And therefore, the Baal HaBayit didn't use the word liver. If the Baal HaBayit wanted to give him liver, he would have known how to say liver. Just like he would want you to give him a lamb chop, he would have said lamb chops and not ribs. Or a steak and not shoulder. Right? Or brain and not kidney. He said meat. Where do you decide that that's liver? That's why he was Mo'el. Because he should have elechada milt. It's one thing. Meat, liver, it's all the same thing. Rabbi Akiva says vegetables or vegetables. But even if a guy says to you, give him a pumpkin and you got to give him squash, so then you're Mo'el. That's why. Because you weren't carrying out the exact fine lines of the Baal HaBayit. Come, Rabbanan, come to Rabba. And the Rabbanan said this halacha in front of Rabba. Amar le Rabba said, Shapir k'amar Nachmani. Remember, Nachmani is Abaya, right? Rashi actually says it over here. Shapir k'amar Nachmani, hainu Abaya, t'tray zachi, afiruk Rabbi Akiva, nami, the nami lo bai limnuchim. At the end of that, God should have asked these questions. So now the Gemara says, it could easily be Rabbi Akiva as well. And we don't have to go along that line of the two things being completely different. The Gemara says, "Ma'an tana de padi Rabbi Akiva." Now, once we're discussing Rabbi Akiva there in that Gemara over there in Chulin and in Darim, the Gemara says, "Who's the tana that cholek Rabbi Akiva there?" Was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Tanya, Hanor Rabbi Abasar. The brighter there says, "However, if you make a neder not to eat meat, asur b'chol mina basar, you can't have any types of meat. V'asur b'rosh u'raglayim, you can't have the head or the legs, but kane." Bekaved, ubelev, the livers and the heart, vasur bebasar or fort, you call it a chicken, umutar bebasar dagim vechagavim. You can have fish and you can have locusts. Right? And that, because there, everybody, so the Tanakama says, everybody, the Tanakama we assume is Rabbi Akiva, right? Is everybody except for meat, except for fish and locusts? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel matir barosh u'raglayim b'kaneh b'kaved u'ofer b'dagim b'chavim. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can even have head and legs and kaneh and livers and chicken and fish. Okay, the Chaneh Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was known to say, karvayim lav basarhen, the innards, right? The kishkas, right? I think that's the way, right? The intestines, right, are not meat. And look what he says over here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, v'ochlehen lav bar inish. And people who eat them aren't human. They don't fall into the category of you eat those things, they're not food, and you aren't human if you eat it. Right? So now, we know now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argued, now the Gemara sidetracks him and says, Nul Tanakama, mashna bebasar ofot. With regards to Tanakama, how come Tanakama there, which is Rabbi Akiva, said that you asu bebasar ofot? Right? How come basar, chicken, fell into that category of the neder of meat? He said, "Mishum d'ragilinish." Am I loish kache basha dechiyuta? People are coming to say this. Now I can't find meat of animals. Va'atai basha detzifra. I found birth, a fowl, and therefore it's all the same thing. So he says, "Okay, news. So that's the case." Yachi achinami av inish lemeimer. Don't people also say lo ashkechei basha dechiyuta va'ata dagim? I couldn't find cow or beef or lamb, but I managed to find fish. So we see there that fish is also a nice exchange or an alternative to lamb and beef. So why don't we say that it should be astro fish as well? So Amar Papa, Papa gives an answer, a crazy answer. I don't know, crazy. I mean, for me, because we can't like. He says to him basically what's missing from over here. I wrote in. He says is like this. He should actually answer, Einachinami. You're right. That's what's missing from the Gemara, I think. If I was writing own Hagahot, I'd write in here, Einachinami. 100% correct. Ella, what's going on over here? Beyom Hakazaskinan. When was this brighter spoken about? A guy who makes a neder, Dafka, on the bloodletting day. There was a big campaign this week to try and get lots of blood. He said they're trying to break the world, the Israeli record of the amount of blood collected by mud in one day. So it was one of those days. Right? Right? The law achil inish dagim. On bloodletting days, people know you don't eat fish. So therefore, when the guy made the neder, he wasn't even thinking about fish. We never had to tell him fish would be asur as well. But as a rule, you're right, on a normal day, if a person made a neder not to have meat, according to the Tanakama, we wouldn't want to have fish either. Okay? So we're going to say, wait a second, yachi, if that's the case, so tifranami, neichol. What? That's why this law over here, the Mesura Shas, right, says Svarachel lo garis, but it seems that the Rashi here, I saw him in a Gershom, he says that there are some Svarim that do have that law in it. Because you could say, Iachi, that's the case. Tzifrinami locha, on the day of bloodletting, they don't eat fowl either. Right, so they don't eat fowl either. Then how come the Tanakhama in the Braita included chicken as one of the things you can't have if you make a neder? If it's on the day of bloodletting, they don't eat chicken either, then why put chicken into the neder? It's obviously not going to eat chicken. You got it? It's the same question, right? It says, that Amar Shmuel, what's going to demus, the misukar, va'achal, tzifra, parach, libei, ketzifra. Now, whatever that means, right? Look at Rashi over here. Iach yamai asher be offered tzifra nami nechol. Amar Shmuel, it says what's missing, right? Amar Shmuel, hai man. Right, that's what's missing. Gemara, they're asking a different version. Hai man de mesuka shehekiz dam bekatfei, right? That he bloodlet, I don't know, in his shoulder, whatever. Va'achil tzifra, and if he then ate a bird, if he ate fowl, right? Parach libe, his heart will start fluttering or flying like a bird. Right? Don't know what that means. Look at Rashi, yeah? Alma, de lo achil hahu yoma. Right? On those days, he wouldn't eat bird either. Velo nadar mine. Right? Ubahane svarim dichtibo tzifra nami lo neichu, mishmachi tzifra nami lo ragil inish lemeichu yoma kaza, velo nadar mine. So he seems to be implying that you're right. If it was on those days, then they wouldn't make the neder either to have bird fall. I'm not sure I understand this. But Tanya, and make his in dam. We've got another part that says, Lo ala dagim, velo ala ofot, velo al basar maliach. Right? It seems to see that you none of those things you would have on a bloodletting day. So what's going on over here? El amara papa, beyomed de kaivin le eide askinant lo achil dagim. We're not talking about days of bloodletting. We're talking about when did he make this neder? When a guy had sore eyes. And when his eyes were hurting him, everyone knows when your eyes are hurting you, you don't eat fish. Right. So not actually bloodletting days, it's the day the guy's painting him, and that's why chicken you do eat, but fish you don't eat. Okay, quickly, Amar lo, we got, I said at a clock, I've got 4 minutes over, sorry, okay, got carried away there. Amar lo, okay, now we come to the Mishnah of the Balabite. So Amar lo tain chaticha, so they said give one piece, and he gave them 2 pieces, and they end up eating 3 pieces, right? So Gemara says, Shma mina mosif al shlichuto have. What's going on over here? Look at Rabbeinu Gershom at the bottom. Rabbeinu Gershom, I think, helps understand this a bit. He says, Shema Mina, third line from the bottom there, Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, what do we learn from this? That there's a concept of adding to your shlichut. Whereas not changing your shlichut, adding to your shlichut. Changing shlichut is one thing. The guy says, give them meat, you give them liver. That's changing shlichut. Or like Ari, he says, give to him and you give it to him. But if Shalia, the Barabbai, says, give him 1 piece and you give him 2 pieces, you did your shlichut. In addition to your shlichut, you added to your shlichut. So he has not changing shlichut, he has adding shlichut. Something I want to say, I'm not going to say, right?
So
it's
only liable for
part. So therefore, no, it's liable for exactly. On the shlichut, the Barabbai is liable. On his addition, he's liable. Correct.
That's so what they should both be liable.
They are both liable. Okay. They are. The Balabite's liable on the part that he carried out for the Balabite. And what he added, he's liable for. Exactly. Look here, look at Rabbi Gershom, yeah? Haide plige be masechet ketubah beperek almana nizonet. I mosif al dvarav have, I mavir al dvarav. We can say, we question there in masechet ketubah. The question is the shaliach changing or is he adding? Tifshot miyacha. Let's prove from here. The mosif al dvarav, we can see that there is such a concept of shaliach adding. Miktani de kula ma'alu. All of them were ma'al. The balabait and the shaliach, even the guests, right? The mashmu, the balabait, nami ma'al, even the balabait was ma'al. The kesavar, tani dan de shaliach, lav akar shlichutayu de balabait, ele mosif al devarav havei. He didn't uproot the shlichut, he just added to the shlichut. We can prove that. Shwamina, mosif al shlichutave. So amar rav sheshet, the amar shaliach. What's going on over here? Shreshit says, "Am a shaliach tol achat midato v'achat midati." Take one of these pieces of meat from the dat of the balabayit, and one of them is midati. Now, what's the chiddush over here? Mahu the time? What would you have thought? Akar shaliach shlichutei the balabayit v'lo limol. He's already just uprooted the shlichut, and there's now for the balabayit not moel. Kamashmela, know that the balabayit is also moel. Called the shlichut, and he added onto the.